civic engagement is really important for our students to practice and actually engage in authentic learning in the real world. You know, there are so many skills that are involved in civic engagement, like problem solving and speaking out and civil discourse, that if we don't teach our students how to engage in these activities in the classroom, then it's going to be very difficult for them to do that in the real world. So that's why we think it's really important to be encouraging our students from kindergarten all the way up through high school to engage in civics.
So how important it is to get the younger students aware of their agency in politics at an early age?
Well, I think that, we talk about, even with our younger students, this idea of fairness and responsibility. And certainly they don't know how to engage in a global discussion about that. But, when we're just talking about their families or their community, it's important for students, as young as in kindergarten, to be learning these skills about how to act responsibly, what are our responsibilities as citizens, how to discuss things with your neighbor.
Are teachers prepared to provide civics information to the students? And I'm asking you this question, why? Because in the light of the data from the National Center for Education and Statistics, 2011-2012, school and staffing survey shows that out of more than 2 million high school students that year, 92.9% were taught by government civics teachers who didn't have a major in that subject. And of those, 78.3% did not have the certification to teach civics course. So are teachers prepared to provide civics information to the students, and how important it is?
Oh, that's a great question. So in Colorado, we have civics as part of the social studies standards, the Colorado academic standards. And so they're taught from grades kindergarten through high school. And for secondary, any teacher teaching a civics class for example, in our district, in St. Vrain Valley School District, they have to be certified in social studies. So we may have teachers who perhaps don't have a political science background, but they are a social studies endorsed teacher, and so they are very well prepared to talk to our students about civics. But we also encourage ongoing professional development for our teachers that they engage in. In fact, just last Saturday, we held a civic discourse and civic action in the classroom workshop for teachers. And we had teachers that came to that workshop from first grade all the way up through high school, trying to learn more about how to get our kids civically engaged.
I saw that you have a blog for your students, and this is amazing, with resources about gender equality and elections. One of your posts, for example, guides teachers to expose students to film and other media to spark conversation about urgent topics such as gender discrimination, sexual harassment, immigration issues, environmental challenges that are exposed in the news on a daily basis. Is there a need to connect with the students where they are?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And we do that in many different ways. We have, of course, we have those types of lessons that are happening in the classroom, but we also have some events that we hold outside of the classroom that engage those students in that type of dialogue. One is called Doing Democracy Day, where high school students from all across the district come together and they talk about very important topics that are chosen by the students. And they do some research and they meet with city council and school board members to try to figure out how to solve a specific problem. And then they do a presentation to a panel of judges. I think it's really important that students are engaged not just in the classroom but outside the classroom as well. And knowing that, they have a voice. They can't vote till they're 18, but there's a lot of ways to be civically engaged besides just voting, and I think that the students can see that power.
And nowadays, with the use of social media, it's really powerful. They feel activists.
Yes, it's interesting how social media has kind of changed, in some ways, changed the role of activism. And I know, you know, some adults are feel like social media is not the place for activism, but I think that our students that are growing up, starting from the millennials down, feel like that is one place where their voice can be heard. So, yeah, absolutely, it's kind of an interesting avenue.
Would you like to address to the challenges that students from the immigrant community are experiencing in the classrooms these days and how this ties to civic engagement?
Well, I think it kind of takes me back to the point about how voting is not the only way to be civically engaged. And I think, with our immigrant population, perhaps people who are not able to register to vote, that there are other ways that their voices can be heard. And it doesn't even have to be at protests. It can be, there are so many different ways of speaking out against or for something. And I think that's what we try to teach our students, all of our students, not just the immigrant population.